Welcome back to the Aussie Prepper channel and welcome back to another video. Today we're talking about a topic that comes up all the time. Literally every single video that I've got has got comments on it going, if I've got nothing to hide, why shouldn't I let police search my car? Or why shouldn't I let police search me? Let's have a look at why you should never agree for police to search your car. Now, the number one and most obvious reason for any critical thinker would be, if you allow police to search your car, they're never going to find you innocent of anything, but they may find you guilty of something. That is the basis of it, and that is the most obvious reason why you should never let police search your car. Now, keep in mind, it is your legal right to not agree to have your car searched. However, it may be an offence to interfere with police searching your car if they have decided to search your car despite your objections. So once police have decided they're going to search your car anyway, keep in mind that if you interfere, you could be charged with hindering police in the execution of their duty, which is quite a serious charge. So if police decide they're going to search your car anyway, then just let them search. Stand back and let them do their thing. If you can, do film everything they do. I do have a video about filming police. If you haven't already seen that video, make sure you have a look at that. So if police are searching your car, try and film what's going on, just so you've got a record of what actually happened, and also try and get the refusal of your search on video or on record. And if police do decide to search your car, they must have a lawful and legal reason to do so, and this will be covered in another video, but just keep in mind that they must have a legal reason to do so, and if they do not have a legal reason, they could be conducting an illegal search. And again, don't interfere with that search, but just record what's happening. But let's have a look at why you should never agree to voluntary search. A lot of people say, if you've got nothing to hide, why wouldn't I let police search my car? Let's see why not. And there's some very valid reasons for that. One of the first reasons is, it is your legal right to go about your daily life without police and government interference. And that is pretty important. Now, a police search of your car could take anything from 15 minutes to 2.5 hours. Do you have that sort of time to spare to spend on the side of the road for absolutely no reason whatsoever? If you've agreed to the search, police can search every part of your car. Part of a police search could also be taking door trims off, taking out the back seat, taking out your spare tire, taking out your tool kit, also emptying your glove box, your center console, or anything else that might be in the car, and dumping it on the footpath. People have been known to hide drugs inside spare tires, so the search could go to that extent. And it is not the police's responsibility to put your car back together or even to cover the cost of any damages that may be caused during the search. So if they damage any of your interior panels, your fastenings, your back seat, scratch your car, anything happens to your car, they are not responsible for that because you have given permission for them to do that. So you may well end up being on the side of the road in the middle of the night with the entire contents of your car spread out in the footpath, and they will just get in their car and leave. And you'll be left there to put your car back together, pack everything away, before you can be on your way. Does that sound like fun to you? It certainly doesn't to me. And the next part would be your dignity. Do you really feel like standing on the side of the road, surrounded by police, with your car getting pulled apart and searched, while your neighbours, your friends, your child's friends' parents, your child's teachers, your workmates, your parents, or anyone else you know for that matter, drive past and they see you standing on the side of the road, surrounded by police, with police rifling through your car and your personal possessions? I feel that would be undignified and embarrassing and somewhat degrading. Now, the final part to consider is that every single search that police conduct on a car or person is recorded in a police event or a police report. Every search will be flagged as either drug related, firearms related, or criminal activity related. So your name will be entered into the police system under a drug related search, a firearms related search, or criminal activity related search. And I believe now they've even got a terrorist related search. And that will go on your permanent record. Now there has to be a justification for the search. They can't just search your car for absolutely no reason just because they're bored. So in the police system, the search will have to be put down as one of those. So that would mean that if they put your search down as a drug-related search, even though you may never have had any involvement in drugs or even smoked a cigarette or had a beer in your entire life, you now have a drug-related police search on your permanent record. Does that sound like a good idea? Now, what that means, that if in 6 months' time, 12 months' time, or 3 years' time, you get stopped by police and they run your license through the system, you will be flagged as having had a drug-related search, or firearms-related search, or criminal activity-related search, or terrorist-related search next to your name. So now you've already created a bias in the mind of the police officer that you're currently dealing with, that this person that he's currently dealing with has had an interaction with police previously in relation to drugs, or the suspicion of taking drugs, using drugs, or selling drugs, or carrying drugs. That alone should be enough reason for you to refuse any police search. Due to the creation of that record, once you've had your first search, it will be easier for police to search you again and again and again. So you might be pulled in an RBT, they quickly run your license, and it'll come up that this car's been searched 3 times for drugs. It might be 10 o'clock at night, you might be in a bad area, and police will say, hey, we've got this car here, we've got this guy, he's already been searched 3 times for drugs. He's out here at 10 o'clock at night in a bad neighborhood, and maybe he was here buying drugs or selling drugs, let's search the car. Let's quickly look at the situation where they actually find something. What about if they pull out the back seat and they found a knife that is slipped down under the back seat from the last time you went camping or fishing, which is actually an offence unless you have a good reason why you need a knife at that time of the day. So if you're getting pulled up at 2 o'clock in the morning, they search your car, they find the knife that you didn't even know was in your car. Next thing, you're getting charged with possessing a knife in a public place. The same thing could happen if your mother-in-law left a prescription medication in your glove box. You didn't even know it was there. They search your glove box, they find the prescription medication, and before you know it, you're answering questions on why you are possessing a prescribed restrictive substance. And once police find that and they're not happy with the excuses you're giving them, you could be facing a magistrate on charges of possessing a prescribed restrictive substance. Now keep in mind, you have nothing to prove to police if you're innocent or you're not innocent. There's absolutely no benefit for police to be searching your car. They're not searching the car to find you innocent of something. The reason they are searching your car is because they're looking to find you guilty of something. They're looking for stuff that they can pin on you so they can take you to court and ruin your life. So when they want to search your car, they're not your friends. They're not being friendly. They want to pin something on you. They want to charge you with something. Otherwise, why would they waste their time searching your car? It'll be a completely pointless exercise. They are looking to pin something on you. Now, if you've had any experiences in relating to anything we spoke about in today's video, leave your comment down below. I get hundreds of comments on my videos. I'll do my best to try and answer as many as I can. I will never get to all of them unless I hire someone else to answer comments for me. And unfortunately, I'm not making enough money to do that. However, if you found today's video to be informative or entertaining, do me a favor and give me a big thumbs up. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button for more videos from Aussie Prepper. Thanks for watching and bye for now.